on the town.
都市猎影。
From BBC Learning English.
大家好，我是杨丽。伦敦博物馆正在举办一个和明年的伦敦奥运会相关的展览，非常有意思。日前我亲自去做了一个采访，接下来的两分钟是我和馆员 Dave 的对话。我问了他两个问题。第一，为什么把这次摄影展命名为 Your 2012？ 第二，举办这样一个摄影展的目的是什么？
Hello, my name's Dave Matthews. I work for the Museum of London Docklands and I created this exhibition, Your 2012.
So, Dave, can you tell me why you named it Your 2012, not Our 2012?
Well, we called it Your 2012 because it is actually that. It's Your 2012, it's everyone's 2012.、All these photos were taken with a view to anyone with a camera can take these photos.
So it's focusing on you. You can do something about it. Is that right?
Exactly, that's right. That's exactly right.
As I can see, Dave, that all these are photographs, right? Can you tell me what would you hope to achieve by way of such an exhibition?
What we would hope to achieve with this exhibition is a greater understanding of the Olympic site and the area and the impact on everyone. I mean, your 2012 is exactly that. It's your games, your history, and your future.
It's your games, your history, and your future.这就是2012摄影展要传递的信息，你的奥运，你的历史，你的未来。接下来 Dave 向我介绍了展览会的布局和构思，看你能不能听出来展品一共分了哪几个部分。 Can you name each of the four parts?
We tried to split it up in four categories. We've got environment,the archive section, which shows the history of the site. We've also got the impact on the area. And we've got under construction, the building of the site. And in each area, it will show what's going on at that particular time we took the photos and how the area is changing day by day.
The exhibition consists of four parts. They are environment, 环境, the archive, 历史照片,The impact, 奥运建设对当地的影响。最后是 under construction, 施工。Mind you, this exhibition is only a small part of what's going on at this unique museum, the Museum of London Docklands. I learned from Ashley, another curator at the museum, that this is a Grade 1 listed museum, 国家一级保护建筑, and there is something very special.About its location.
Well, I think probably the most important, the most special thing about our museum is that we're actually situated within an original sugar warehouse. So we are a Grade 1 listed museum. And, you know, West India Docks in the 19th century was one of the most popular docks, was one of the most busiest docks and the busiest ports in the world. Our museum tells the history not only of London and the River Thames was central to that, but it also tells the history of the River Thames and the history of shipping as well. So we're really fortunate to be based in this old sugar warehouse.
And now you are very close to the Olympic Park.
Yes, that as well. We're very close to the Olympic Park, and being within Canary Wharf, we have fantastic links to the East End. We've got the Crosswell coming in a few years' time. So it's a fantastic location to be in at this particular time.
Docklands, 意思是码头。这个展览馆就坐落在伦敦东部著名的码头区的中心，是由一家巨大的食堂仓库改建的。身临其境，似乎回到了康拉德还有狄更斯的小说中。What is most fascinating to me is that it is surrounded by both the very old and the very new, 新老的结合，既有历史的烙印 ,history, 又有新的环境Environment, 眼前的施工建设 construction 对东区产生着巨大的影响 impact. Well, do come for a visit whenever you can. I certainly enjoyed it. Last but not least, a reminder. Please get on the website www.bbcukchina.com for an audio slideshow of this very exhibition, Your 2012.Thanks for listening, and see you next time. Bye.
bbcukchina.com.